Micropaper 12, Gaming Literacy. Defining the term. Gaming literacy refers to the way in which people interact, create, and understand specific sorts of meanings in the context of participating in gaming and gaming communities. To make better sense of the notion of gaming, however, one must first focus on three literacy-based parts of self-game characteristics: system, play, and design. Each of these three characteristics requires gamers to consider what and how they can interact with the virtual space by measuring their moves and performing through those moves by creating new ideas, competencies, and practices. Gaming literacy keeps in mind the systems as the main language that regulates how the game is actually made. In these literacies, the ability to navigate, modify, and redesign a systemic sort of virtual media where players or gamers are involved becomes essential. Design and play are linked to the system to create those meanings because they allow players to be in a different form of time-space, learning, working, playing, and living in this configuration. Play is the human effect and motion represented in the system structure as rules. Play is more than interacting inside the structure. Playing means interacting with the same structure by going forward through different meanings. Design is the creative intelligence that establishes the structure and how its boundaries work. Gaming literacy, in other words, involves the combination of design and play to rebuild a new cultural context in constant development that participants in gaming communities encounter on a regular basis. Connecting it to LSLP. This concept has become the foundation for our current research about gaming communities in Medellin. This notion has helped us understand the appearance of new literacies in this context. Video games, through the combination of play and design, offer new perspectives is how music, motion, colors, language, codes, space, and time come together to create virtual worlds with reason, intelligence, and cultural patterns. Designing virtual games contributes to emphasizing reflections and actions that support learning. The gaming element contributes to the learning process, such as language use, considering how the language is programmed and how the context is designed. Expanding second language research. Gaming literacy offers a space to understand the social uses of second languages and describe, for example, how gamers use these languages to develop plots to defeat their enemies, to identify the hierarchy of a virtual clan, or analyze the use of language in these virtual clans nowadays. Almost anybody can participate and perform in these online gaming communities. The study of gaming literacy in second languages can help understand the influence of culture in the game and its effect on behaviors, actions, and meanings, where languages are the vehicle to achieve a goal.